Now back to your host, your go-to handyman, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
8:36 in the morning, the Mr. Fix-It Show with me, Lou Manfredini, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Steve Bertrand in the newsroom and John Fox's niece, Beyonce, doing traffic.
Love it.
You are a football fan, aren't you?
I just love sports in
general. In general?
And the men that play them.
Yeah, I got to introduce you to my wife because she is, she's like you.
Yeah.
I mentioned last night that I went to go pick up our son Max after his eighth grade dance, and she had, you know, I dropped her off at home. We were out to dinner and was, you know, getting ready to go to bed, and I came in. I'm like, oh my gosh, the Hawks lost. And, you know, she's like, what happened? And I explained what happened, and then she immediately says, well, what about the Bulls? What about the Bulls? Did the Bulls win? And I go, well, I don't know. I gotta find out. So she's a gamer like you.
Good.
I'm a little concerned about talking to my next guest with a company called where is it? Where's the name? Warmly Yours. Because right now, standing outside the Showcase Studio, are all these young kids, you know, that like to shovel snow, and they're picketing, saying that, you know, how there's that whole, you know, fight for a higher minimum wage. They're worried that the guy I'm talking to now is putting all these kids out of business, because in the wintertime, if you install this Warmly Yours product, all these kids that want to go out there and make a buck, they're not going to be able to work, and it's all because of you, Scott Rosenbaum.
Hi, Lou.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm enjoying the warm weather we're going to be getting today.
How about that? How about that? Scott, tell me what you do for this company, Warmly Yours.
I'm the manager of technical support.
Okay. Explain to the my listeners what it is this product does and how it gets installed.
Well, this product is, if you have some customers that already have in-floor heating in their bathrooms or in their kitchens or in their basement floors, this is just like that system, only it's like a system on steroids. It operates at higher watts per square feet to generate more heat, because you're going to need more heat outdoors because your outdoor air is much colder than your indoor air. So it does the same thing. It provides a warm surface using electric coils, and it just has a similar controller that the controller turns the system on automatically when it snows or sleets, and when it's below 38 degrees usually.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to worry about, hey, do I turn this system on now or do I wait or whatever. It literally does it automatically.
Now, I know that there have been, for years, hydronic systems that could get installed where they would, you know, put piping in underneath it. This product goes in prior to a new surface being put down, correct?
Well, yeah, one of the benefits of our electric cable over that type of piping is that we can go directly in an asphalt pour. So if you're doing an asphalt driveway, you don't have to pour a layer of concrete to put any tubes in and then put asphalt over. You just lay down a binding coat of asphalt. Usually it's put in two runs. One run to put down a base coat that's about 2 inches thick. And then you would put our cables on top of that 2-inch thick and then cover with 2 more inches of asphalt on top. Our cable is designed to withstand those temperatures because asphalt can get over 300 degrees Fahrenheit.
Right.
That would melt normal tubing.
How about the... I'm curious, this cable, is it set up on some type of grid, or is it in a spool?
Both ways, because people that have rectangular type driveways and walkways, because we go do the sidewalks also and stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Rectangular areas are great for the rolls because the cable is pre-attached to the roll. You just roll it out and attach the mat to a rebar. If you're doing concrete, it's very easy to install.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're doing curved areas or stairs, you need the flexibility of loose cable that comes on a spool, and that's what that's for.
Got it. Now, all right. So let's do a hypothetical situation. So I'm thinking about putting a new driveway in the spring, and I'm going to tear up the old driveway, and it's going to be concrete. Now, chances are my concrete contractor may or may not have experience with something like this. Does a customer coordinate with you separately of the concrete contractor, or do you work directly with them to install this product?
Well, most of the time, the jobs that we've done, especially around this area, have been mostly been sold to the pros. So the concrete guys have been buying it from us on recommendation of the homeowner.
Gotcha.
So normally we will work. What will happen is the homeowner or the pro will send us a diagram of the area that the customer would like heated, including sidewalks, back porches, driveways. And what we would do then is we would design that using our rolls or cables, and then the pro would work with us on how to lay it out.
And then you put this gets installed. I'm assuming that the cables are very durable because during a pour of concrete, you got guys walking around and using shovels and that kind of stuff that you really have to be careful, I would imagine, not to break these cables.
Well, what you see with people working with concrete is people working with concrete sometimes have rakes,
mm-hmm.
Garden rakes, and also shovels. The simple precaution of putting some duct tape over the end of the shovel does wonders.
Gotcha.
Because it takes the sharp edge off of it.
Right.
But those guys are out there walking on top of it, walking on top of the rebar, putting it in. The most important thing when they're installing it is to use, I don't know if you're familiar with the term of concrete chair, but a concrete chair is a little device or a top hat that props the rebar
right
up about midway into the pour, because we want our cables in the middle of the slab, not laying on the bottom down on the ground.
Correct. So you lay that, so that cable is suspended essentially next to the rebar.
Yes, it's attached to the rebar. That rebar is suspended up into the middle of a pour. So we would like it to be within about 2 to 3 inches of the top of the surface that you're going to be walking or driving on.
And this is all electric. There's no boiler needed. There's nothing flowing. And then approximately what is the distance that these cables are, apart or on center when you put this inside of a traditional, rectangular shaped driveway?
Well, they're spaced at about 3 inches on the roll.
Mm-hmm.
So they're pre-attached to the roll. That spacing offers you about 50 watts per square foot.
50 watts per square foot. Okay, so you can kind of figure out what the energy consumption is needed there. So
yeah.
You're obviously putting this on a dedicated circuit.
Yeah.
And so it's probably a pretty good size circuit, right? You're probably connecting this to a 30 amp or higher of a circuit?
And usually, depending on the size of it, you are usually going to be using more than one circuit breaker. So
right.
This could be, depending on the size of the driveway or the size of the sidewalk, that's going to determine how much power you use.
Right.
Some people in older homes who have, 100 amp service or 60 amp service, that sort of thing, they may find it difficult to heat very much because they don't have a lot of power available.
Right. Now, what about, do you have a way to give the listeners an idea of cost? Like, do you have this kind of figured out on a range of pricing per square foot typically, or does it really all depend on the pour and that kind of stuff that the size, obviously the size of the driveway matters, but
mm-hmm.
probably the installation part of it and the shape matters as well, too.
Yes, and there's more than one way to skin a cat, and I apologize to any cat lovers out there. But there are cases where some people may not have enough electricity. What they can say is, hey, you know what? We have 80 amps spare that we can use for the system, and we can usually design something around that.
Right.
Because normally people that have big driveways, they don't heat every square inch of the driveway. What they will do is they'll heat an area out in front of the garage,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll do tire tracks from the street up to that area in front of the garage, which means a 2-foot strip, two 2-foot strips to allow your car to go back and forth on your driveway in dry condition.
Interesting.
So what it is like a pass up to
yeah.
your up to the front of your garage, and that can really conserve electricity. And that's what a lot of people with large driveways do.
So you don't really have a range in pricing because it all depends on the installation.
It depends on the installation. Yeah. What the simplest thing to do is we just start with a drawing of the sidewalk or a drawing of the driveway, that they'd like to do. And then what we do is we take that space and we multiply it times 50 watts per square foot that we're going to heat. And that begins to tell us how much product is going to be used in there, if they're going to be using tire tracks or full coverage. So there's really so many different possibilities that we really don't even have a price per square foot to go by.
Mm-hmm. Every job is different. And then I would imagine, exactly, too, when you're thinking about the cost to operate, now you're saying that it takes about 50 watts per square foot, you would just have to kind of do the math and figure out what the kilowatt hour is and how often you use it, because the fact is it's not always running.
Correct.
So, I mean, do you ever hear from customers about, why, you know, I love this thing and it only costs me another, you know, $15 on my electric bill or something like that?
Well, I hate to cause an insurrection out there in front of your studio with all the young guys there with the shovel.
They're banging on the windows right now. Right. They've got pitchforks and they've got pictures of you, Scott, on there.
It's like a Frankenstein movie, right? What we've found, you know, no two snows are exactly the same.
Correct.
You know, we know that living in Chicago. And what we have found from most of our customers is it usually costs between $20 to $30 a snow event. Now, if that snow event is 6 hours, it's going to be around there. However, if it's 12 hours, it could double.
Right.
And if it's only 1 or 2 hours, it could be half. So there really is no number to go by. But usually we say $20 to $30, which is about what those guys standing out in front of your studio would charge anyway.
Right, right.
But the big difference between what you're left with when they're done and what you're left with when the radiant heat is done is when the radiant heating system is done, it not only stops, it doesn't stop when the snow stops. It runs on to melt all the snow. Mm-hmm. And then it also is designed to stay on to evaporate all the water that the snow has melted into. So what you have after a snow event with a radiant heat option in your driveway or on your sidewalk is a completely dry surface. There's no water. There's no black ice. There's none of that white snow that's packed down into the asphalt. You've seen that, you know, when you shovel, there's still some of that icy residue left behind.
Right.
That's all gone.
Well, it's very interesting stuff, and I think it's definitely, you know, for people that are really interested in something like this, they should probably learn more. I assume you guys have a website that people can go to?
Yes, it's warmlyyours.com, and there's two Y's there in the middle, so it's warmlyandyours.com.
And then I know you have some other snow-melting solutions as well, right, for roofs and gutters also, so... If you'd like more information, www.warmlyyours, as you mentioned, 2wise.com. And Scott Rosenbaum was kind enough to join us this morning. Thank you so much, Scott. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you, Lou, and good luck with those people out in front of your
seat. Yeah, I'll try and shoo them away. Stop it. Stop banging on the windows. Interesting stuff. You know, the obviously the cost differs based on the installation, but... I know several people that have heated driveways, and it is something else when it comes to the winter months. And, you know, you'd never have to shovel or, you know, put any ice melt down, and it just all works by itself. Very interesting.